know.
Audio Depot.
We get backed up with audio every now and again, and it's fun stuff, and it doesn't
need to
always,
release.
Doesn't always find a place, and as a wise man once said, it just builds up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with Inside the NBA, which I watched last night as Luka Doncic, I believe, had 45 points for the Lakers, but it was a losing effort as they
lost
fell.
By 20.
They fell to the Bucks. Yeah, LeBron's out, not a very competitive game. But I want to go back to earlier this week when we had the B team manned up by Lefko as the main host, and then you had Vince Carter, and Shaq, of course, is always there, and you had my personal favorite, Candace Parker, who...
This is the real reason you watch Inside the NBA.
I love Candace
You're just
Parker.
Hoping Candace is there.
I love looking
she's
at her.
She's great.
She's great. And she's an awesome analyst. She knows what she's talking about. And so we played the Bull Bull audio like a week or two ago where Lefko was freestyling a Bull Bull, which was pretty funny. And I guess they decided, let's have Candace rap something. So they rolled a little Bow Wow. And this is what Candace decided to roll out coming back from break.
Come on, Candace.
You see how so get ill? You don't want no stuff up in here. Bounce it a while. Get to the ear now. I get down cause I'm hit down. And I rock a iced out Mickey Mouse around my neck. And it hang on me like Vince Carter with his arm in his neck.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Bow Wow.
Shout out to Bowiezy.
A little present there for Candace Parker.
Candace, if I write you a freestyle, you going with me?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious.
100%.
Okay, deal. All right.
We'll do it.
I'm serious. All right, deal.
And Vince, little birdie told me that Bow Wow once attended your basketball camp.
He did. Bow Wow used to attend the camp, and he said he was going to go. He's going to play point guard for Duke.
Did you believe him?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he did star in Like Mike.
He did. But
happy birthday, Bow Wow.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bow Wow. American Express
I haven't heard from Bow Wow.
I was going to say, he hasn't been relevant
15,
in
20 years?
Yeah, a couple decades.
Yeah, good on Candace, I guess. It wasn't a... I give Lefko the win because it was an original freestyle.
Right.
But she did have the lyrics down. It's Bow Wow. Like Mike was good. That was a good kids movie.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
I don't know if it holds up, but it did have... It had a lot of NBA players in it, and I was... 13, 14 when it came out, so I thought that was cool. Got to see Steve Nash and Dirk in it. That was pretty awesome.
Well, on that same night on Inside the NBA, Shaquille O'Neal had a real gaffe, and they were talking about the Detroit Pistons. And let's just roll the audio.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting about Cade Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers, it's a great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey is doing. Those guys play hard. My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy. Like to knock people out, push
people
out.
No, I can't let this go. Do you like who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland.
No.
I can't let this go.
JB Bickerstaff.
Yeah, Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that? I don't watch him.
I messed up. I made a mistake.
So Chauncey Billups played for the Pistons from 02 to 08, and then again the last year of his career. And he's coached. He was an assistant for the Clippers, and he's been the head coach of the Trailblazers since 21. Never a coach of the Pistons.
And Bickerstaff is now the Pistons head coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Hurts to miss that one when you're, you know, analyst on Inside the NBA. You should probably know who the coach is.
How often are they talking about the Pistons? It's the Lakers.
Right?
Yeah. It's the same five or six teams every night. And that's a majority of the popularity of the NBA is the top tier of the league. The Pistons, I give them credit. They've had a better season. They've overachieved. They're fun. Cade Cunningham's good. Yeah, just imagine being a fan and you're hearing Chauncey Billups as your head coach. I'm like, no, idiot. I mean, he is a coach. You're not even in the same conference.
So we're doing our best to catch up on college basketball. And yesterday, right before our show, we had Duke and Georgia Tech, and Cooper Flagg, who's going to be the first overall pick in the upcoming draft, had a pretty nasty ankle injury, had to be helped off the floor. They put him in a wheelchair and took him down the hall for x-rays. He's not going to play in the semis. Who knows what his availability for the actual tournament's going to be. And
he's in a wheelchair. He was in a wheelchair.
He was. Corey Alexander, I guess, was the analyst for this game on one of the ESPN networks. And if you're Cooper Flagg's parents, do you think they were thinking what Corey Alexander had to say?
And then Cooper Flagg, after grabbing the rebound, landing on that left ankle,
immediately grasping at the ankle. And you can see, of course, tremendous concern on the faces of Ralph and Kelly Flagg, Cooper's parents. Rightfully so. But I can tell you one thing. They are most concerned about the Blue Devils winning this game. That is their number one priority. They are all in Duke Blue.
No, I don't think so.
Their son making millions upon millions of dollars as the first overall pick is their main concern, not them beating Georgia Tech in the quarters of the ACC.
And there's probably not any concern there at all. Even if it's a high ankle sprain, he'll miss the rest of the season. He's still going first overall. Yeah, this isn't going to have any effect on his NBA career.
They're not worried about the Blue Devils not making a run into the tournament.
And if they lose that game, they're still going to be a high seed. It's... Everything's fine. You don't have to sell college basketball like this.
That's
bros.
One of the
we know.
Dumbest things I've ever heard from an analyst.
Now, if this was the sixth man and he's a senior and he's not going to...
Okay,
maybe he'll play overseas. Yeah, and the parents went to Duke. Okay, then they're probably more focused on them winning the game and playing in his last college basketball game. That's
so dumb.
That's such a reach. Okay, we need to get to this Carson Beck thing. Because I saw this pop up on the socials this week, and I wasn't too familiar with the situation, but went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with it. Now, we remember Carson Beck going into the transfer portal at the end of this season. He was a starting quarterback at Georgia, a fringe NFL prospect, I'd say. It dipped a little bit, and he surprisingly enters the portal after being the starting quarterback at Georgia. Has another year of eligibility left. It was a Friday during our show, and Lando read the wrong news that he was going to the draft. Well, he was actually going to Miami, and the main reason he was going to Miami is because his girlfriend, Hannah Cavender, is a college basketball player at Miami. They have almost a million. It's Hannah and her sister, Haley, the Cavender twins. They're super famous. They're on Instagram. Haley is dating Jake Ferguson. So they're a very popular duo in college basketball and online. And this weekend, there started to be rumors that Carson Beck and Hannah had broken up because Carson, the main reason he went to Miami was to be with his girlfriend. Do we have that clip in there? This was a TikTok that found its way to Twitter, and this tells the story of what happened with Carson Beck and Hannah Cavender over the weekend. On the chicken.
All right, so I'm almost positive that Carson Beck and Hannah Cavender are broken up because some dumb shit this dude did on Snapchat. Which, oh shocker, Carson Beck got in trouble for saying some stupid shit on Snapchat again. The first sign that pointed to them breaking up was looking at Hannah's Instagram, and there's absolutely nothing posted with him. Like, everything of him is erased. After just this weekend, they were posting with Carson Beck when they were on a little boyfriend-girlfriend trip in Nashville. Here's another post where Carson Beck's right there. And peep this when it was posted, by the way, 3 days ago. That would be Sunday. We got this DM saying that Carson Beck added this one girl on Snapchat on Sunday, looking at 9:34 p.m. So just after they were posting all this shit on Sunday in Nashville together. And as soon as he adds that one girl on Snapchat, he sends her this. While him and Hannah are like very much together on a trip together. Girl asks like, oh, like, don't you have a girlfriend? Did y'all break up? He goes, literally this past weekend, LOL. Boldface ass lie. Then here's another Snapchat that he sent her saying things just not working out. He could see it coming. This looks like a really brand new hat, right? Real new, real nice. The same exact one he was wearing on that trip in Nashville. So I'm gonna be so real, like, this dude 1000% sent this while he was on a trip and he had a little away time. Hannah doesn't even follow this dude anymore, so you already know they broke up. And like I said, from this really trusty source, it was because he said some dumb fucking shit on Snapchat. Just delete the fucking app, Carson. It's not that hard.
So there's pictures on Hannah's on her Instagram, not that, of Carson Beck wearing these clothes, and then the snaps that he sent to another female, there's someone taking a picture of the phone, him sending messages because you can't screen grab on Snapchat. He's wearing the same clothes that he's wearing in the pictures with Hannah Cavender.
Oh.
And he's sending her messages saying, we just broke up, while there's pictures at the same time, them being together in Nashville. Then, yeah, she scrubs the Instagram of everything from him, blocks him, all of this.
And this dude's horny, apparently.
And this is not the first time this has happened. This isn't the second time this has happened. This dude does this on Snapchat all the time. Like, going back to before the season started last year, of him taking pictures of himself and writing a caption, sending it to girls. They're taking pictures on another device, seeing that it's him. And we have a few examples here. And some of these are pretty raunchy. And yes, I could read it. You could read it. Justin could read it. But we thought it would be funnier if our friend EA read these. So let's go to the first one. This one, it's more innocent. But he's sitting in the Georgia locker room wearing a Georgia hoodie. You can see his locker behind him. And this is what he said to somebody on Snapchat.
Can you run me over with your car so I don't have to play football anymore?
So yeah, Georgia fans upset at that. Doesn't want to play football.
Well, Carson Beck ran out of breath there pretty quick.
It was only one sentence. It was 4 seconds.
So this guy was going to be a first-round pick before he had a bad year at Georgia.
Yeah.
And this is where his head's
and
at.
And he's very horny on Snapchat.
Okay.
In December, this one was also leaked.
How about I show you this package, and we'll see how fast your calendar opens up.
Okay.
He's just taking a picture of himself, and you don't see the full package, but yes, you an EA voice.
How about I show you this package, and we'll see how fast your calendar opens up.
And finally, Carson Beck sent this one.
You're right. That's my B. It's probably because I'm so lost in how good you look. Not trying to be weird, but especially when your tits are out, gets my shit on hard immediately.
This is a tough sell when they're trying to get EA's mom on the segment
tonight.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe. This isn't EA. This is Carson Beck. This is EA just acting.
Yeah. He's just
This is Carson Beck is way more horny than EA.
Absolutely.
He's more horny than Deddy. And he's the starting quarterback. No, this dude is. And he's the starting quarterback.
I think there's an availability issue here for both parties.
And he had a Cavender twin, and he's doing this with just everybody.
And the other Cavender twin put out a TikTok post talking about how, you know, she has her sister's back, and maybe if you trust somebody, you should listen to some advice. And I guess there were some red flags with Carson Beck along the way, clearly.
I would say so. I can't wait to see what... The U is back. It's Miami.
Yeah. I saw a tweet today that said, 90 days in Miami, and Carson Beck has had his Lamborghini stolen and cheated on his girlfriend with a Latina. The U might actually be
back.
Oh,
we are so back. We are so back.